This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher. If you know the name Claire Jones, you were probably following the royal wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton in 2011. Claire Jones was serving as the official harpist for His Royal Highness Prince of Wales at the time. Her four-year appointment culminated on April 29, 2011.
You know, that royal wedding was something else, you know, in terms of profile and exposure. I could never have imagined to have had an opportunity such as that. And I don't think I ever will have anything like it ever again. And it's so nice to be kind of part of history in that way. I always wanted to be the royal harpist as well. That was one of the big goals in my life and one of the big dreams.
TV and radio interviews surrounding the royal wedding, the career of this young harpist skyrocketed. She began touring the globe, trying to maintain a crazy schedule, until she realized her body was wearing out.
I was 27 at the time. There'd been a build-up of a couple of years of symptoms, actually, and there were symptoms such as pain in my body, quite severe pain in my body, and fatigue, and also, you know, quite a bit of sort of migraines and headaches. And I ended up in hospital and I had a seizure. At that point, I think I realised that, you know, this is quite a bit more serious than I ever could have imagined, really, because there was just no arguing with my body at that point.
That's when Claire Jones was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome.
And luckily, I found three practitioners in the UK that helped me to get better over a period of 18 months to 2 years. I'm absolutely fully recovered right now, and I'm leading a very normal life. And also, you know, really, this album that I've just released is really the soundtrack to my recovery as well. Lots of pieces connect with that part of when I was ill in bed, wasn't able to really move much, and they're very calming and soothing. And then there's other pieces which are more upbeat and full of life, which are to do with me now. You know, I'm full of it right now. And so, you know, it kind of represents all the stages of my recovery.
Claire says she's all for presenting music on the harp in a new way, in a modern way. And that's what she's doing on her new recording called Royal Harp Strings. It features some wonderful collaborators, including the London Mozart Players and the English Chamber Orchestra, and her husband Chris Marshall, who's arranged and composed several pieces, including the traditional song Scarborough Fair.
He's kind of tried to show the light and the dark in my recovery. And Scarborough Fair, I feel, really fits that point of my recovery, that sort of midsection of my recovery. Because there are bits in it which are quite sort of light and positive, but there's some little dark undertones there as well, where he manages to twist the arrangement round a little bit. And it ends on a high, it ends on a very positive major key. And I just think he's managed to capture that bit of my recovery in a really good way.
Chris Marshall's original composition called Bluestone allowed Claire to return to her roots as part of her recovery.
Bluestone is actually based on the Preseli Mountains, where I'm actually from originally. I was born in that area in Pembrokeshire. I was at the point of starting to feel a little bit better and able to go around a little bit and walk. And Chris would often take me in the car up to the mountains. Apparently, the myth is that they're quite healing and mystical and magical stones. And so I'd like to think that they had some sort of role really in my recovery in that sense.
It's hard not to be charmed by the story and the music of Claire Jones, a young harpist who knows how to pull at those royal harp strings.
I don't want to just reach people with my harp music. I want to reach them with my life experience as well. You know, it's just nice to feel like someone else has been there as well and that you can relate to them.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher. Thank you.